Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Donald Trump's message there, saying he's very honored to be there after really assailing the whole point that he's there, seems to me like a strategy. I think that his lawyers were like, talk about being honored to be a part of the justice system. Just say something out loud. So he says what he wants, and he's like, I'm honored to be here. Maybe he is. I think there are other things he'd rather be doing. Although politically speaking, anything he'd rather be doing right now is probably campaigning. And the truth of the matter, this is campaigning. And the very sad and sorry truth of the matter is that the Democrats set the battlefield. It seems a little ridiculous to think that Donald Trump would need to go out there and make a political statement while he's facing criminal charges. The ins and outs of this case that Donald Trump is facing right now, the Alvin Bragg, Manhattan, hush money, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen. I mean, if you turned on Judge Judy and saw this, you'd be like, oh, gosh, you'd change the channel. Because it's ridiculous. The way that this has been contrived into one, the initial charge against Donald Trump, it's ridiculous. Mike Davis is going to be with us at 1:25, barring any other developments specifically in what's going on right now in that courtroom, because they are there and they've got a camera pointed at the courtroom. So if he were to walk out and say something else, we will bring that to you, of course. But we're going to listen to Mike Davis, and he's always got a very charged thought process on the matter. And we're going to listen to what he has to say at 1:25. Also, it's tax day. Did you get your taxes done? If you did, Brad, if you didn't, Brad, you should not be here.
Well, I did. But when I say I did, my wife did via our accountant. So yes, they're done.
They are done. I did them a while ago, and I had to check because the Fed return and the Missouri return, I got both of those and could verify that they had been accepted and so on and so forth. The Illinois one, no. Is that your experience as well?
Illinois is a huge pain in the rear to do taxes with.
You should have just left the to do taxes with.
Okay.
Illinois is a huge pain.
Huge
in the
pain
rear.
In the rear.
Yeah,
you can add taxes to that list. That
we could make a new segment called that.
Ooh. Yes.
Illinois.
I think we
a
could.
Huge PITA.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then the way, you know, working in Missouri and having to pay taxes in Illinois and how all that works, it's just a huge PITA.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, I'm still waiting on that one. But I was relentlessly, my husband and I had been going back and forth, like, because we had to mail those in for whatever particular reason. I saw somebody put up a meme and it said, well, just filed my own taxes. I guess I'll be in jail by Friday.
This is a real thing.
If you file your, if you don't have your own business, if you make a middle class wage and you got enough money to not have to worry, but you also have to pay attention to where your money goes to make sure you don't get yourself into a situation where you have to worry, which is where I think the most of us lie. If you go and file your own taxes, there is an element, and this should have been today's poll question. I don't know if it would have been a better poll question. We'll see how y'all respond to the one for today. But like, do you have even the tiniest element of fear when you file your taxes that like you're doing something wrong?
Oh, every time.
Is that not the craziest thing in the world?
Right. The government's saying, hey, we're taking your money from you, and you better do it right, and you better give it to us right, or we're going to send you to jail.
Yeah, it just seems very, like, most people are well-meaning and intended, and there's absolutely nothing wrong. Ask Donald Trump and Mark Cuban about filing your taxes and paying what you owe, but making what you owe using every benefit to your advantage, every claim that you can make to your advantage so that you have to pay the least. It is your money first. It is not the government's money that they're not permitting you to keep some of it. They are taking from you what they have decided in Washington, D.C., in Jefferson City, Missouri, in Springfield, Illinois. They are taking what they are deciding that they are entitled to. And the crazy part of this is that you get to decide who you send to Jefferson City and Springfield, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. to make those decisions. Boy, do we not make that connection as often as we should. And I'm probably guilty party number one for not using my platform to be more of an advocate for sending people in to make laws and tax laws and tax takes where you have very questionable expenditures that come out of your pocket. I don't think that we talk about that enough. And it's tax day today, so I will bring it up. But to think that I think a lot of people will say, like, April 15th, you usually have to work about this much of the year.
Yeah.
That's what you give the government. So, like, everything that you have been taking in right now, we are 3.5 months into the year. January, February, March, half of April, 3.5 months into the year. If you're paying 30% taxes, and the truth is, if you're paying income taxes, if you're paying property taxes, if you're paying sales taxes, if you're paying, other types of fees when you go to apply for things that the government says you have to have and then you pay for them, whatever, you're probably the tax burden on you is more than you realize. That for every dollar that you've made in 2024 so far, that was for the government. Now you get to start paying yourself. It just seems a little ridiculous. I do understand the value of a collective pot of money that is going to go towards our national defense. Now, I kind of question what we're doing with our national defense. I do understand a pot of money that goes to fix and maintain the roads so that we all get to, all over St. Louis and Illinois, all of the time, enjoy pothole-free roads. Smooth sailing, the best, cleanest lanes that are always paved. I mean, we put our money together to pay for those roads that we drive on. They take that money, but you get what you pay for, crap.
Do we, though?
What are we spending the money on that means we have prioritized something else over the crappy roads that we have to drive on and the potholes that we have to swerve to avoid? These are all questions we should be asking ourselves. And while we have major political problems afoot nationally with Joe Biden at the helm and whoever is helping him run this administration, it's really important not to get, even though Brad and I are both wearing red today, into the red and the blue of it only for the sake of winning in November. Because if you win in November, that's when the pressure starts. I distinctly remember in 2016, but more specifically January 2017, there was the honeymoon that happened after Donald Trump won. Do you remember? Okay, let's take this piece by piece. In 2020, Joe Biden won. And when Joe Biden won in 2020, Brad, how long did we go before we're like, no, it's really going to be Joe Biden? I mean, it was Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Electoral College votes maybe a week or so before Christmas.
And there were all sorts of theories about, well, if this happens or this is up in question, they changed these laws without going through these proper channels and all these other things. And there was just a lot of questions surrounding it.
So it was not a rip the Band-Aid off situation. It was a slow burn to know Joe Biden's really going to be the president of the United States. And that was painful to go through. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you who are listening right now came back to the news after giving it a break for a while. Thank you for making 97.1 part of your routine. We missed you, and we're glad that you're back and helping the family that is 97.1 that absolutely includes you to continue growing in this incredibly important election year. I'm not even going to say this specifically about my show. I'm going to say this specifically about this station here in St. Louis. Because when you might be dipping into this show right now in your lunch, but you never miss Mark or Mark on your drive. I hear so many of you who say let's say you're in sales and you're driving all over the place. You're a trucker and you never miss a minute of the show because you're in your car pretty much the whole time, noon to three. Then there are other people who say, I used to be at home in the afternoons. Now I'm in the office and I don't get to work. I don't get to listen as much, but I never miss Mark and Mark on my way in and my way home. Whatever fits what you want more people to understand and hear, when you are trying to open people's minds to an alternative to the tunnel vision that they've had, maybe about specifically the Democrat Party, I don't really know anyone who's a super passionate Biden fan. I only hear people make excuses as to why he's better than Trump. But if there's any show, Brian Kilmeade included, on this station that is a way for you to say, oh, yeah, I heard such and such. I heard Brian Kilmeade talking to somebody about the Israel-Iran situation, and he made a really good point. When you turn people on to 97.1, they might come in here and they might disagree with everything we say. That's fine. But we need to start expanding where our conversations happen, and maybe it's not 97.1 for you. Maybe it's a website that you go to for news. Maybe it's, a place where you go and you rely on the information or you enjoy the perspective. These are ways to open lines of communication for people to not just be about the red and blue about it. Because going back to 2016, which I was talking about just before, unlike 2020, when Donald Trump won that November late night, early morning, and he came out and he said, sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business. And then Hillary did not concede that night. Hillary came out the next day in the most mourning villain suit that I've ever seen her wear, black and purple. Was that her victory suit? Did she have a what if I lose suit? I've never really thought about that, but I'm kind of questioning it right now because it looked very mournful. Black, purple suit. And she's like, I'm not going to lie to you. This is really tough. This is really hard. I respect the fact that it was hard. It was hard for a lot of Americans, too. But I remember going through the next couple of months and remembering. And when I would remember, it would be like the first time I was hearing it for quite some time because I couldn't believe it. Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. What does this even mean? Like, I hadn't even thought past the, like, oh gosh, Hillary Clinton's going to be the president. I know exactly what that's going to look like. I really wish she would lose. But I never thought about what's it going to look like if Donald Trump won. And if I would have thought about it too terribly much, I wouldn't have known how to answer it. And how I would have answered it in that moment wouldn't have reflected what Donald Trump actually did when he came into office. Because when he came into office, he governed as a conservative. And he continued that passion for America first and making America great. We got to see that in action, which is what you get to apply to your vote in November, be it between Donald Trump and Joe Biden or throw in a couple third parties elsewhere. When Donald Trump took the oath of office, there was, and I remember this distinctly because I didn't expect this to happen and I didn't initially know what to do with it. I had a little bit of fear about, oh my gosh, the country just gave the Republicans the keys to the car. Donald Trump is the driver. I have no idea what's about to happen. If we drive this thing off the road, that's it. They entrusted us. They took a risk on the Republican Party and Donald Trump because they couldn't stand the concept of Hillary Clinton as president. What happens if we all the pressure is now on us? All the eyes are now on us. Our policies, should Donald Trump actually govern like a conservative, our policies are going to be on trial for everyone to see. And if he blows this, we may never win another Republican presidency again. And then every day marching up to COVID. Do you remember what that was like? Do you remember the winning? And do you remember once COVID hit, the lying and the deceit that took place? I don't know what's going to happen if Donald Trump, who doesn't have to run for re-election, I don't know what that presidency is going to look like cover to cover, but I have a pretty good idea. And I see the world on fire right now with Joe Biden at the helm and a big question mark over who's calling the shots. Because if you don't know who's calling the shots, you don't know for sure what their interests are. You don't know why they're calling the shots that they're calling. They don't answer to you because you don't know who they are. But maybe Joe Biden is the guy in charge all the time. The guy who has to have handwritten cards provided to him by his staff, shown where to walk, when to walk, how to walk, and held when he walks. Maybe that guy is the guy who's in charge of everything. And in that case, we're screwed. We have to look forward to this election as the beginning, not the end. We don't win until we've shown what we can do after we have a victory in November. And it's going to have to be top of the ticket to the most bottom part of the ticket. People are going to have to open their eyes and see that the direction that we are heading in as a country is perilous and listless. Because we have no true north about what we are advocating for, what we are fighting for, and on tax day, what we are paying for. Where is your money going? Because if it's not going into your checking account, if it's been harder to pay for your groceries, if it's been harder to replace the refrigerator that breaks in your house, if you've had to go without when you shouldn't have because everything costs more and there's just not enough month left at the end of the paycheck, if you've had to experience all of these things, even if it's just as simple as what does your paycheck look like, today's a good day to look at the pay stub and see of the money that you make with lots of zeros or just a few zeros, how much of it isn't yours to keep? And there is somebody out there who is directly responsible for advocating for you. You have a representative. You have a senator in the state government, in your federal government. You have people on your county councils that are there to represent you and advocate for you, whether they are of the same party as you or not. Somebody wins election, they don't represent the Republicans in that district. They don't represent the Democrats in the district. They represent the people in the district, the constituents. So look at that bill today. Look at your tax bill. Look at your pay stub. And then make some phone calls. Send some emails. Hold some people accountable. Because after all, if we, the people, push the influence that we should have on our representatives to make sure that they are truly representing, we will get a better advocacy in our state, local, federal governments. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Now listen carefully as I say this. Has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency? Yes or no? And the reason why I say net good is because I have said previously that I actually appreciate the fact that Joe Biden, through actions, has stood by Israel. But in my opinion, he washes that away when politically he mixes his words up so that there are some people in his party who feel like he's serving both masters. There is no way that you can serve both masters in the situation going on with Israel. It is one or the other. Joe Biden, which one are you for? Happy tax day? It is tax day. Get your taxes in. Take the rest of the day off if you haven't done that yet. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. This is very funny. I've gotten these calls over and over and over again, and I just got a phone call right now. And I've never talked to them. I've only gotten the voicemails. And mm-hmm. The voicemails are so funny that I saved them because I was going to play them for you guys. But I just got this call right now on the break. Apparently, there is a woman named Annie Furr, F-E-R. But I have been getting phone calls because somebody wants to turn my book into a movie.
Oh.
The book is called The Power of a Gypsy Love.
You should have gone along with it. Ryan would be incredibly jealous.
My book is going to be turned into a movie. And Brad was listening to me talk to these people. They're like, oh, so you're an author, but this isn't your book? I'm like, no. But I don't think that it is, like, I don't want to make fun of it too much because it's on Amazon. You can buy this book. It's The Power of a Gypsy Love, An Endless Search for a Lost Love, published by Annie Furr. And somehow or another, they got my cell phone. This sounds to me like something where they want, oh, we're going to call somebody who publishes small books, and we're going to tell them we want to turn your book into a movie. We need a small investment. I want to know what the investment is, because this might be worth me to invest in, just depending on how much money it is, just to see how far we can go.
Follow it to the end.
Yeah. At the end, I'm just going to make sure that The Power of a Gypsy Love ends with Donald Trump winning the presidency. I'm so glad I talked to him, though, because I have heard about this is how I know it's likely a scam, is that the times that they call me are not waking times in many cases. But I did tell the lady, you can kindly take me out of your database. Yeah,
like five times.
Yes. She's like, she just couldn't. Okay, so you are an author, but this isn't your book. No, none of the above. No, I don't do any of that.
All of this is incorrect.
Yeah, yeah. Everything, you need to take me out of your database. Okay, but do you have a book? I do not have a book. I have no books. I'm going to write one about this. And then you can call me back. I do kind of want to, because our names are so similar, like have a surge of people go buy this book and let me know how it is. It's not mine. I have nothing to do with it other than somebody. I feel like how these things happen is somehow or another my data got sold somewhere from somewhere. So you got my name and my phone number, probably have my address, probably have my social security number and everything. But you got my name and my phone number, and then you got a list of authors, and you just look for something to cross-hit. And Annie Fur, F-E-R, is close enough to Annie Fry that they're like, yeah, it's probably legit.
Sounds like her pen name.
The one person who called me the first time was like just going on and on about how amazing I was. Like, dude, you want this investment bad. Go on. It's bizarre. We're going to speak with Steve Moore at 105. I'm going to ask him about, since it is tax day, I'm going to ask him about specifically when the world looks like and feels like we're on the brink of a potential World War III. We're one decision away from it. And Iran and Israel are going back and forth. It's not just Israel and Hamas anymore. And a lot of people have their hands in telling. Everybody wants Israel to show a lot of restraint. The restraint that Israel would have to show to these people who are attacking Israel would just postpone the next time that these individuals and these groups could restructure and strengthen. And then what's going to stop them from October 7th thing again on a new date? We're going to run out of the ability to remember all of these specific dates when Israel is being attacked for being Israel. When we are... What is the debt right now? I sometimes forget. The trillions go up faster than I... National debt. It goes up faster than I can keep up with half the time. But if it's like $34 trillion, does that weaken us? And does that weaken the United States' ability to be in a defensive position, in an aggressive position, in a supportive position, an allied position? Does the fact that we have debt that is owned by other countries put us in a perilous position? My assumption is yes. But does it also keep us from being able to grow our country and persevere in our country when we have that much debt? You know what it's like in your life when you have a lot of debt. And when you've worked some of that debt off, when you've worked all of that debt off, you've gotten to the place where you can start savings. Even when you take out good debt, if you don't have any credit card debt, if you paid off your student loans, if Joe Biden blessed your student loans, if you are somebody who has gotten past that debt in your life and maybe you had a car that was paid off, you wreck your car, it stops working, it's total whatever. You have to go get a new car. It's not a bad thing to take out a car loan if you can get it at a good rate. It might be a sensible thing to do. You don't want to deplete your savings account to be able to get a car. You don't buy the most expensive car that's out there. You get what you need. You've got a payment you can manage. But that debt, the existence of that debt, you know it's there. It's always in the back of your mind, isn't it? Now imagine it's $34 trillion. That becomes problematic, right? It's always there. And when somebody else has that over you, it affects things. When we see the plans and policies, if you go back to the State of the Union, when Joe Biden was speaking at the State of the Union, he talked a lot about people paying their fair share. What percentage of Americans today are ultimately writing checks to the government? And what percentage of people today get a handout from the government? You know, there are people who get money back who don't pay in anything. Money back. I guess they just get money. We'll speak to Steve Moore about that at the top of the clock, top of the hour at 1 o'clock, 105. Steve Moore, and then followed by Mike Davis. He's going to join us on video as well on our YouTube live chat. You can also, we're no longer streaming the show on Facebook. We took that off, but you can go each day. You got to vote if you want to be a part of the poll results. You got to do that on our Annie Fry YouTube channel in the live chat portion. And we always encourage people to go there. We will read those comments on the air when we put the poll up and you've got thoughts on it. Of course, you can go vote. Voting is anonymous. We don't know who votes for what. So you don't ever have to worry about that. You just find the Annie Fry YouTube channel and you'll see once you find that we're broadcasting live. You find that live chat portion where you can comment along or read the comments of the other people having a discussion and tell us why you voted the way you did, if you so choose, but you certainly don't have to. You can just vote there. But also, we've got posts up. We're going to do daily posts on our Facebook page that have the poll up there so you can have conversation there as well. And again, we know that when we ask a question like, has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency, yes or no? We're going to get people on all of our platforms who think, anything? He's done a lot that's good. And then they're going to list a bunch of things that they think is good. And you're going to go, those are not good things. Have a discussion. Be nice about it. Be kind about it. Be respectful about it. Disagree all you want. But open up that conversation and on the YouTube live, open up the chat and tell us what you think. A couple comments that we have here on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Has Joe Biden done anything that is a net good in his presidency? Carlo said, I voted yes. He showed the world just how low establishment Democrats have regard for our country. Vicky says, no, not a zilpzich. Zilch. JB says, not one thing. He can whisper really well. It's not a good fit as a world leader. Is there anything more embarrassing than Joe Biden's foreign policy of don't?
Gosh, I can't think of anything. Well, I can think of more embarrassing things, but not as a foreign policy position. I mean, that's basically a humiliation on the world stage. If you think that you are strong enough to utter the words, one word, and deter somebody, then you bet that organization or that country or whoever you're trying to deter better not just go, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it anyway. If Joe Biden looks at them and says, don't, like, it's like he thinks that his words or his attitude carries some sort of weight that it doesn't actually carry.
Do you know who understands this? Molly.
Yes.
If I say don't to Molly, she knows what happens if she does.
Right.
And if I say don't and she chooses not to do the thing, don't touch the hot stove. Don't. She's going to learn her lesson if she chooses not to listen to me. Of course, I'm going to stop her from trying to do that. But if I have to stop her from doing it and she doesn't listen to me, she's going to understand that there's a timeout in her future. Which, by the way, parents, timeouts. Let's talk about this real quick. This is important. Make your timeout be a rug in front of the door, because everywhere you go usually has a rug in front of the door. Timeout is everywhere. You go to timeout, like, I'm just waiting for her to, like, just end up going and sit. We're going to go to someone's house and she's going to get in trouble. She's going to go sit on the rug in front of the door. They'd be like, what's Molly doing over here? She must have done something wrong. If it's something as simple as, like, don't eat that candy or whatever, and I say don't and she does, she's going to find out that she will wish that she listened to my don't. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's don't doesn't mean anything.
There's no teeth to it.
It's actually worse that he says it out loud. It's actually worse. You know what it's like to watch the non-tough guy come out in tough guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Secondhand embarrassment to watch that happen. And when he's saying that, he's saying it on behalf of us. Because remember, like I was saying earlier in the show, he is a representative of us, even if you didn't vote for him. And I have a feeling some of you didn't. I'm looking through comments here trying to find someone who says yes. Here's Ender. Actually, yes. It was something I talked about previously. I greatly appreciate the bill passed to up cybersecurity standards for U.S. ports. Overall, Dems are much better on cyber than Republicans. Interesting, something to look into and a bright spot. Guy said, I said no, which is why I can't figure out how his supporters believe he has. Well, that's kind of the thing that I am wanting to find out. I know that we are going to get some of his supporters who come on here and say that he did that. Yes, he's done a lot that's good. And then if you're like me, you're going to be like, I don't think that those are good things, but you can still see what the other side values. And just because you don't value the same thing as the other side doesn't make it invaluable, unvaluable. Disvaluable. What's the right word? I don't know. We should get Ryan Wiggins in here to tell us. Go vote. Tell us what you think. The Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. If you leave your comment on the Annie Fry YouTube, you got a good chance of getting it read on the air. You can also comment on the poll that is up on our Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Make sure you like the page while you're there. When we come back, it's the Monday Roundup. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us to give us some of the stories that we might have missed. We'll be right back.
Wiggins!
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yes, it is. This is the wildest ride in the wilderness, and it is everything that you missed over the weekend. If I don't cover it, then it didn't happen.
No Israel in this one.
Okay, fine. Once in a while, there is something that has happened that is not covered in this segment. But this kind of thing is definitely covered today. The infamous white Ford Bronco carrying O.J. Simpson in a low-speed chase across Los Angeles after the murders of his ex-wife and her friend may finally be up for sale.
Gross.
The 1993 SUV's three owners told a website called Clicked that they plan to cash in on the new interest. Yeah, gross. Following last week's death of the disgraced NFL great. They said, before OJ passed, we had always thought that this was going to be the year we were going to sell anyway because it's the 30th anniversary, right?
Oh, yeah, naturally.
Luckily. One of the owners said that who knows if we're all going to be around for the 35th anniversary or the 40th anniversary.
What a freak thing to do.
Isn't it?
He was running from law enforcement because of a double murder. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if Ford Bronco had a Twitter account, an X account. I wonder if they've been laying low. It's got to be hard to be. I mean, Broncos. I really like the way the Ford Broncos look as a vehicle. I would be interested in one if it would fit my whole family. But you know, like OJ dies and Ford Bronco, they go out and they tweet a little two eyeballs looking to the side or something like that. They didn't. I'm looking for an account and I don't see one. Got to be hard for them to just be like, just stay away from your keyboard. Just don't go near it. Don't be tempted. Not going to do it.
Now, if you're wondering what they expect to sell it for, because right now, apparently, it sits in a museum, a crime museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The last time they were given an offer, it was for $750,000 for that Bronco. They're hoping to double that now. $1.5 million.
That's inflation. That's not
$1.5 million. Yeah, nothing's
it's
really happened. It's just that the dollar buys you less. So there you go. If you're interested in buying it, might be for sale this year. All right. Now, this one, I had to get the pronunciation correct from our very own Ethan, who's filling in today. Boban Marjanovic is a man of the people. Brad, are you familiar with this story?
Maybe.
NBA player.
Why are you asking Brad?
Well, because he's a sports
NBA?
Guy.
Oh, NBA? No.
Yeah. Sports guy.
No.
Sexist?
Well, you know, you're a sports girl. Are you familiar with this story?
Yes.
You are. The Houston Rockets center purposely gave
He's like 10 feet tall.
He's 7'4". He's a big dude. Gave fans at Crypto.com Arena, a rare yet iconic parting gift in their season-ending win over the Los Angeles Clippers on Sunday afternoon. He gave them free chicken. So Marjanovic intentionally missed a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter.
Ethan, come here. Go on.
Ethan, come on in. And this is a promotion from Chick-fil-A that if a visiting player misses two consecutive free throws in the fourth quarter of a game, this is what happens.
Be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yep, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to Ethan. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. So he missed the second free throw on purpose. Don't know if he missed the first one on purpose, but he did miss the second one on purpose. Everybody gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich in the arena.
Ethan, ruling? Sexist or not sexist?
Pretty darn sexist.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, dang, Ryan.
That's why Ethan's here today. Just to keep Ryan in line. it's one of those sports ball stories, Brad. You want to know about this one?
Do you want to know, Brad?
One of those round bouncy balls. Let's just sit here and be quiet about it.
Do you want to know about the basketball thing?
Let the men talk about the sports.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Gotta make
sorry,
a
sandwich. Sorry, Annie. Man talk.
You know what I regret doing is saying, Brad, you're a guy. You like this kind of stuff.
Exactly. That's really the only place where it turns sexist for me.
The part where he makes it overtly sexist?
Yeah, that was the part.
All right,
I'm looking on my cut sheet here, and I don't have the Caitlin Clark sound from this weekend, which is fine. But the Caitlin Clark SNL beatdown on... I don't even know who the SNL news
Jay?
Guys are.
It's Jay something.
There's a white guy and a black guy.
Yeah.
And they
Colin's the white guy.
Yeah, and then the black guy's name, I think, is Jay.
I think he's funny.
Yeah.
But she came and she made fun of him, and it was funny. In a very, like, what Ryan kind of did to me way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a good sports story that you just brought up. That was cool.
I wouldn't know.
I was going to say. Yeah, I don't know. Biden administration is cracking down on light bulbs as a part of their climate agenda.
Is this for me, or is this, like, home improvement?
No, this is, like, home ec stuff, so
okay.
That's cool.
All right.
The Biden administration.
Could you do a story on gas stoves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll really weigh in.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, actually, Kennedy did a whole segment on this on Fox News about all the different things that the Biden administration is trying to get into your house and in your kitchen to change. This is the latest one. Department of Energy announced their new standards for general service lamps, which include the most common types of residential and commercial light bulbs. So, yeah, they're coming after your light bulbs, making common household appliances, in their words, more efficient. It's one of the most effective ways to slash energy costs and cut harmful carbon emissions.
Aren't modern-day light bulbs the worst?
Oh, man. Do they take a while to get brighter, or is that just in my
head?
This
was an Obama initiative.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly what we had to go away from and to, but we legitimately in my house called the swirly light bulbs. Those are called Obama bulbs in my house.
Really?
Yes. Like my kids would be like, it's got an Obama bulb in it. I'm like, no wonder it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have the type of lamp that needs to sit on the bulb, you can't use those swirly ones. You can only use them for certain
Doesn't
outlets.
Doesn't it sit under the bulb and you screw the light bulb? You're not supposed to sit that on top.
I don't
of the
know
bulb.
Household stuff. I'm but, a guy.
I mean, I don't have.
Or like Mr. Fix It stuff. How many Ryan Wiggins's does it take to change a light bulb? We don't know.
Yeah,
the world may
depends
never
on the
know.
Type of light bulb.
But I don't know. I don't mind the LED bulbs, but those fluorescent swirly ones are absolute garbage. And you can't even just throw them away.
Super toxic to get rid of.
Yes, that's the other thing. You can't just throw it away.
That's how you know they're liars. I hate those bulbs. Steve Moore, Mike Davis in the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks, Ethan. That was great.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.